And I'd like to invite Ryan and Melissa Alberts to come up. And as they're here, many of you probably know Ryan and Melissa. They've have been with Emmanuel Covenant for many years and were recently called to be missionaries in Haiti. And so they have come to share. Way to have your name tags on. Yep. Very good. And I have a, I don't think you wrote that. But at least it's your name. So I've asked them to come up, and we're going to do a little question and answer to kind of hear what's going on in Haiti. All right? So I'm going to get my questions out. What are the current conditions in Haiti?
The current conditions are hard to describe. Maybe the pictures will show it a little bit better than I can. But Haiti, just in short, is one of the poorest and worst countries in the world. There's a 50% unemployment rate. There's 62% literacy. The country struggles with just political unrest and corruption, and there's health crises such as the cholera outbreak, and then, as you may remember, the earthquake, of course, in 2010. But there's one particular, this one right here, there's 600,000 tents in Haiti. And it gets really bad, especially with the water and the rain. As you can imagine, that water just gets in your tent, and people actually are literally stepping in mud when they go to their bed. But here's like a closer shot of it. So that's a quick, really quick overview of kind of Haiti.
So I didn't say it at the top, but Ryan and Melissa are on a two-year commitment with Heartline Ministries, and they're 6 months into that, right? Okay. So what is Heartline Ministries doing in Haiti?
Heartline has quite a few different programs going on. The first is our maternity center, and there it's where when the ladies get accepted into the program, they can come for prenatal classes, and they get vitamins and food a couple times a week. And then this is food from Feed My Starving Children that the ladies actually eat there. And then they can give birth at our maternity center, and then afterwards they can come for up to a year for more classes and education. And they also do a weekly Bible study there. And then we also have another building, which is our women's center, and there they learn how to sew, and they make purses and clothes and all kinds of things. That's a bunch of the purses that the girls make. They have a bead-making program where they take fabric and they roll it and make beads out of that. We have some examples outside. We also have a cooking school, which they made me teach at 1 week. So that's a year-long program. And this is our literacy school. As Ryan said, the literacy rate is 62% of people age 15 and over can read. So we have several workers at our guest house alone that can't even write their name. So it's kind of sad. So it's a big need there. And then they also have a craft program. This is our teen mom house. So we have 8 girls who live there. And so they came before giving birth, and it's just kind of like a safe refuge for them. A lot of them have been kicked out of their homes for being pregnant. A lot of them were victims of rape. One of them was a restavek, which means she was a child slave, and she was raped by her owners, and so she ended up running away, and Heartline found her living in a tent. So we took her in, and she was able to give birth through our program, and now she is a healthy baby, and she's doing well. So that's a really neat program. And then finally we have our guest house, and that's what Ryan and I run. And it's just a place where anyone coming to Haiti can stay just kind of as a safe refuge, because they're all going out during the day kind of into the chaos. And so they can come back and just get some good meals and some rest and be taken care of.
Well, one of the great things about being a church family is that although we're not physically in Haiti, we get to support you both prayerfully and financially and just emotionally. So as you're sharing this, what are some of the things that you want our church family to walk away with today?
I guess one, you guys have been incredible while we've been down there. We've gotten gift packages from some of you, and you've sent emails of encouragement and written on our blog. That has a ton of impact, and just praying for us while we're down there. We just appreciate it so much. And so We love you guys, and just thank you. Just that is very encouraging to us, I guess, while we're down there. So thank you. And then one thing I just want to say is, just with all the stuff that we're doing, that's not the message, but it's in the message. And a quote that I heard that I really liked was, "Good works don't save anyone. You can feed somebody's stomach all the way to hell." And it's a strong word, but it's definitely Jesus is the message. Jesus is the what we want to tell people about while we're down there. And so we're doing all this stuff, but that's not the message. It's Jesus. So just wanted you to take that away. I know it's quick, but.
And I'll just say quick, we just hope that our experience can just be an encouragement to you in your spiritual walk. And this is just a verse that's really meaningful to us. Acts 20:24 says, "My life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about God's wonderful kindness and love." So just a reminder, Ryan and I, our assignment was going to Haiti and running a guest house, but everyone here has a specific assignment that God wants you to do. So just to be praying about what that is.